Blog Talk Radio.
To Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with your hosts Lennis and Nina. Phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I have 40 years of psychic experience. I also do tarot readings, healings. I also do Chinese reading. Hello. I don't know how many people do that, but I also do Chinese tarot. Miss Nina is in the chat room and also with me here on the air, and she is a Reiki master, a psychic, as well as a teacher. We also welcome from Dubai, Canada, Australia, England, and China to our listening audience. One question per caller, please. Let me repeat that. One question per caller, please. If you desire a more in-depth reading from Lennis or Nina, please contact us at my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours are Monday through Friday. I start at 11 a.m. and I end at 7 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time. This is daily, Monday through Friday. Also, be sure to turn into our sister network, Levitating Mindsets, Monday to Wednesday. The chat room is always open. Please be kind and think about the other folks and your moderator, Miss Nina. We will delete you from the show if your behavior becomes ugly and rude. The Facebook page for the show is the Essence of Success Network. Okay, I want to say, now do some announcements. Happy birthday to all you Cancer people out there. You know, Cancer is a sign of nurturing and mothering, so happy birthday to all of you. And I have a special happy birthday to a special friend of mine, Arthur Davis. Happy birthday, Arthur. Let me see, and what else? I think that's it. We're coming to the end. The 4th of July will be next week, so I hope everybody is safe. I know the kids have been out and adults buying fireworks. Just please be safe and careful. And if you have a child that's not a teenager, even a teenager should know, but I'll give them credit. But under the age of 16, please be out there with your child when they're lighting fireworks so they don't get hurt. And, you know, you have an enjoyable 4th of July family celebration. Okay, that's all my announcements. Let me check with Miss Nina and see does she have anything that she would like to share too, Miss Nina.
I would just like to say happy birthday to all the Cancers and to remind everyone that the full moon is on Wednesday. So just be alert for that.
Okay. Ooh, starting the moon. Ooh, wee, right on. Ooh, that's on the first, huh? Is it?
Yeah.
Or the second?
That's on
the first.
July 1st.
Okay, so remember that, folks. Write it down. Full moon is Wednesday. And what should they be doing during the full moon, Nina?
Well, I think full moon, let the intentions, the same as the new moon, let your intentions be known. Be a little bit more diligent with people around you. And drink lots of water. It's hot out there.
Yes, it is. I was just telling Nina prior to the show, I live in Washington, so our temperatures have been in the 80s and 90s here the last 4 days. Today the sun is not out, but it is hot as heck out there. I mean, you just stand outside, there's no sun. The humidity is extremely high. I understand in some areas of the state that they receive rain. We have not got any rain, but the humidity is very high. It almost feels like you're going through St. Louis or Little Rock. You know, you get off the plane and you just start sweating. Anyway, okay, let me do a quick prayer and we'll begin with our calls. The prayer I have today is for the people that have called in, for the folks that are listening around the world, as well as the people in the chat room. My prayer is that this week in your life, a miracle will happen spiritually, mentally, or physically, but that everyone will experience a miracle in their life for the next 7 days, one of those days, okay? So shall it be, I am that I am, and it will happen. Be sure and call in and let us know what your miracle was. Okay, we're going to begin the show now. Area code 512, you're the first call on the air. And Linus and Nina, who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is Julia in Austin, Texas.
Well, welcome, Julia from Texas. How you doing, young lady?
I am doing very well today. I'm trying to do a little self-care, so I was at my pool getting some sun. But we have very warm and high humidity here, too. Our humidity is like 76%, so it's pretty gross out.
Ooh, bless your heart. I'd be in the pool.
Well, yeah, that's
swimming my heart out or just standing in the water.
Yep. That's what I did for a few hours, a couple hours, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, what can we answer for you today, Miss Julia?
Well, I was wondering if you ladies could help me with finding the perfect car for me. Yes, car, not man, car.
Lincoln. It came right up, Lincoln. Came
Lincoln.
Right up. As you were saying, as you were doing that one sentence, Lincoln, Kata, I'm looking at it in capital letters, L-I-N-C-O-L-N. Yep.
Wow.
Lincoln.
Well, I haven't looked at Lincoln yet.
Yeah, but Lincoln. In fact, Julia, you're gonna get a good deal. There's someone, if you go to a dealership, there's someone that just traded in a nice-looking Lincoln. It's not that old. I'll say it's probably between 2005 and 2009. But anyway,
wow.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal. In other words, you'll get cheap car payments. But they just did, within the last 3 days, they just traded this car in, and I mean in excellent condition. And why I say excellent condition, because what I'm seeing is an older couple, and they maintain the car and never got, drove around crazy, you know, or abused or anything. It's interior and exterior is in good condition. So check at the Lincoln dealers and find out who just brought a car in recently, if you're interested in those years.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Where I see that it is, but it is a good deal. You'll come out on the good end of it.
I didn't know how far back I wanted to go as far as how old, because I drove a 99 Mercury Mountaineer for all these years, so I'm ready for something new, and I don't want to have to worry about, you know, any kind of repairs or maintenance other
low
than
maintenance.
The normal.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I saw with Lincoln. That's your car, darling. That's your car.
Beautiful.
Good deal,
beautiful.
Good payments, and a nice vehicle.
Okay. Is there any chance that would come through, because I'm working with someone that I really love his personality, and we have good energy together. He's at a Mercedes dealership.
Okay, well, he could still have Lincolns there.
Yeah,
somebody
that's
could
what,
have traded
okay.
in a Lincoln for a Mercedes. Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were asking me something about... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you asked me something and a word came up. But go ahead. It'll come back to me. Go ahead.
Okay. The good energy with him. And but finances...
Oh, now I know. You'll purchase the car the first week of August. I know it was something while you were talking. The first week of August, you'll purchase this vehicle.
Oh, okay,
so
I have all of
evidently,
okay.
as you go around and check, because, you know, don't you have 45 days before you start your first payment? Something like that. I don't know anybody that's listening to the show right now. I think when you buy a new car, used car, you have 45 days or something before your first payment. So if it's the 1st of August, that means that you will be looking at that car here the 1st of July, if not the end of June. So real quick. So you'll get the car, but your first payment won't be until a month later.
Oh, that's okay.
See, I told you this all works for you for the good. So I'll tell you right now, congratulations, because I see you buying
thank
the vehicle
you.
And you're going to be happy. Yep.
Yeah, thank you so much, because I'm ready and it's way overdue and it's worth it. I deserve it.
Amen.
Money
sister.
Wise, you don't see any issues with finances for me?
I'm sorry, Julia. I can only answer one question.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but your car, you got that, girl.
I got it. Beautiful.
You got
God
it.
Bless. Love you. Love you, Lennis. Love you, Nina. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a wonderful week. And thank you for calling. And stay
you're
cool
welcome.
And
love yourself.
All righty. Next call is area code 229. Area code 229, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, it's Melvin. How you doing?
Well, hi, Melvin. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good, yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask you all about, I had to move out of my apartment in April. I'm staying with my brother now, but I just found another apartment. It's a two-bedroom. And the landlord seems, my new landlord, she seems to be okay, but she definitely asked some questions about, you know, will I be able to afford my monthly rent and be on time. And I told her yes, and I just wanted to know, is this a good fit for me? Is she's a good, you know, will things work out for me? Because I'm ready to move on.
Oh, I understand that. Well, Melvin, can you give me her first name?
I think it's kind of weird. Yeah, her name is Santa. She said it sounds like Santa, but it's Sarah, something like that.
Is she East Indian?
Ma'am?
Is she East Indian?
I don't.
Is
I'm
she
not
a foreigner?
Sure. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't. She may be. I'm not sure, but her last name is Clark.
Okay.
But she showed me the apartment. It's a two-bedroom. And she told me that, you know, she's going to go out on the limb because of my credit. And I already paid the deposit down, and I'm supposed to be scheduled to move in on the 10th of next month. And I just want to know, like, if she's trustworthy and will this be a good fit for me?
Yes, it will. I feel like this is where you're meant to be. Yeah.
Really?
The only thing about this woman, Ms. Clark, she is a stickler as far as everybody pay their rent on time. Other than that, she ain't going to bother you. That's all she cares is that everybody's rent is on time, and that's it. So whatever you do, that's your business.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's not a landlord that's going to come around and see who's in your house or who's coming. She don't care. She really does not care. All she cares is that rent is on time, and, hey, live your life. So, yeah, it's a good fit for you.
Okay, because I was having doubts about it.
And you got good neighbors, too, Melvin, on each side of you. I'm not saying you to be social with them, but they're kind of quiet, which is nice for you. Yeah, so on your left and your right, the people that live there, they're quiet. They're not noisy people, so that's good. Yeah, it's a good fit. It's a good fit. I see you doing good there.
Wow, that's great. Because she offered me some cleaning to other apartments, even the apartment I'm supposed to move in. And she offered me, to help out. And maybe she could maybe she would knock down some of my rent or just pay me or whatever. But and we talked
probably
a long
knock
time.
It off your rent as maintenance. Melvin, she wants you to do a little maintenance for her around there.
Yes, ma'am. Painting and different little things at other properties she owns.
Well, why not? If it'll lower your rent, honey, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, yes,
you
ma'am.
Know
what I
mean?
Do it, yes, ma'am. I just want
to,
you know, it's
to
all
the lower
good
your rent. You know, she might drop $100 off your rent.
Wow, that'd be a blessing.
Yeah, well,
they,
that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Just tell her, don't give you cash. Just take that $100 off the rent that she would pay you, you know.
Right.
And you have your regular job during the week, so tell her, you know, you can do a little bit in the evening, but on the weekends
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are available. You know, like if it is a painting job for 4 hours or something like that, during the week you may
right.
not can do that because you're at your other job. But on the weekend you can do the longer hours, and after work
yes,
you can do, you know, a couple hours around there or at another property. In other words, I don't want you to stretch
yes.
yourself out then, Melvin, but I want you to be able
right.
to do the maintenance and get the reduction in your rent. So,
yeah,
oh, yeah. yippee.
Okay. That'll be great. Yes, ma'am. That'll be great because I, you know, it's just me. And I want to be able to afford it because I don't want to be kicked out. That's really hurt my heart.
Yeah. No, Melvin, this is a blessing. This place where you're going to, you're moving to, it's a blessing. It's
wow.
like, it, you're going to feel like you should have been here a long time ago.
Really? Lord.
Yep. You will.
Okay.
You'll feel like you should have been here a long time ago. But, you know, sometimes things are delayed for certain reasons, like maybe we need to learn lessons or understand
yeah.
why people are this way or that. So when we get to the best that can be given to us, we're so appreciative.
Right.
We're
yeah.
so appreciative.
Yeah.
So I'll just look at it like that. I know the other part was like boo-boo, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is a blessing.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a blessing.
Yes,
let me ask Miss Nina. Miss Nina, do you feel the same that I do, or what are you picking up from Melvin?
I see everything coming up roses. Everything will be absolutely wonderful for you, Melvin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
It's time. You deserve
yes.
it. Don't you think so? Yes, sir.
Yes,
you deserve
ma'am.
This.
Yes.
So,
yes.
yeah, God
oh,
bless you.
Mom.
God bless you. You deserve it.
Yeah, and I'm going to contact you with sometime this week coming up.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I need your help with other things going on.
Okay, just go to my website, or either you can go on if you have Facebook, it's the Essence of Success
yeah.
Network, or either just go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. There's a contact
yeah.
on the left-hand side, and I'll get it. I'll get
okay.
it. So,
okay.
yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Well,
thank
Melvin,
you
for calling today, and congratulations to you, too.
God bless you.
God bless
thanks.
You too. Have a wonderful
right.
week. Yes, yes. That's how calls should start. I like that. Okay, area code 305. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Samantha. We're doing great. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because I just got a knot in my stomach. What's going on?
Well, I am definitely looking for new jobs. I currently work at a retail chain selling clothes, and I don't want to be there. And yesterday something happened with management, and I'm just like, okay, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I just need to hurry up and get something better soon. So I'm just wondering if you see me getting a better job, hopefully soon. I've been applying and definitely calling and putting my net out there, and I'm just hoping something finally sticks.
Mm. Mm. I'm seeing a warehouse, like a maintenance warehouse, and I'm seeing an apparatus floor. Okay, now I see you. You're in the office. What is this business? It's huge. But you work with the guys. You're, I can see you sitting at a desk. It's a lot of men. It's maintenance, but it's like the equipment is all in this warehouse. The apparatus floor is like where they would put equipment at or work from that, you know, take equipment off that floor out to the public or, you know. God, I can't see this can't see this business, Samantha. Nina, I mean, I know you're helping people in the chat room. I'm trying to see this business. I can see her, but what are you picking up? Or are you able to?
Heavy-duty equipment.
Yeah, I keep seeing that, but I want to know where. I see that. I see her in the office. I see all this equipment. I see men walking around. But I want. It's a new job for her, but where? What's the? I'm trying to find, like, the name of the company or what. Yeah, it is heavy equipment. Okay, I'll tell you what, Samantha. Just write this down. Heavy equipment operations.
It's Caterpillar, whatever it is.
Oh!
It's Caterpillar.
Thank you. Okay, you got it. Samantha, write down Caterpillar. Tomorrow, look it up either on the Internet, in your phone book. Call them and ask them if they have some job openings. And you'd like to apply as soon as possible. And the pay is good, girl. I mean, it's good. You're looking at 18 to start, 15 to 18 to start.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's your skills and ability. So you can negotiate your salary. They start at 15, but you can negotiate your starting pay up to $18 an hour. So you got that, Samantha? Caterpillar, you're going to call them tomorrow and fill out an application this week wherever, how, I don't care if it's one there, two, or three. Go around all the Caterpillars and put in. And if it's not a Caterpillar company, a company that deals with heavy equipment operations, okay, because you will get hired. I see that. I see you so plainly sitting at this desk working, okay?
Wow.
And would you call us back and let us know? Because I know Nina is always right on, so she called out the company, Caterpillar. So either the company or the or like I said, heavy equipment operations that use Caterpillar. That's one of the products that they may use if it's not the company. Okay?
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay, Samantha, call us back and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome, and I wish you luck in your new job. Oh, and have a wonderful week, too. Okay. Area code 336. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dale. How are you?
Fine. Gail?
Dale, D-E-L.
Oh, Dale. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. And what can we do for you today, Dale?
Yes. This is my first time calling and listening to the show.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm calling, I just want to see if I can get some confirmation on something that's been going on in my spirit. I've been praying for a lot of things to change, and one of my prayers is to connect with my spiritual soulmate. And I really feel that it's coming. I've been through a lot, so this is a special type of person that I've been praying for. And, you know, I wrote the qualities that I'm looking for in that person, and I'm trying to balance myself so we be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I just want to see what you're picking up.
Okay, well, I want to explain something to you. Your spiritual soulmate doesn't necessarily have to be as a mate. It could be your best friend. It could
mm-hmm.
be your sister or brother. But I understand what you're saying. You're saying soulmate in a relationship. But I just want you to understand soulmate can be different people in your life.
Oh, okay.
I know most people, the first thing they think of, oh, relationship. No. You could be close to a girlfriend closer than you would be to your own sister. That's your soulmate, right?
Okay.
So now let's go back to your relationship.
You're right about that, because I have a spiritual friend that we're just like, it's just through the spirit that we connect. We didn't even know each other, and then when we met, it's just that we've been friends for the last since 2007. So you're right about that. And but I'm looking for someone to share my life with the opposite sex, you know, a lover.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm picking up right now. On August 1st and 2nd, write this stuff down because I'll forget. I'm getting a feeling downstairs of ultimate satisfaction, sexual. So I'm going to tell you, the 1st of August, you're going to meet a man that you will have a sexual relationship with. I'm trying to look spiritually, and it'll be a satisfying, but I don't want you to get hung up on sex, because sex is...
Well, I'm not into that now.
But I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. So 1st and 2nd of August, there is a man that will be sexually fulfilling in your life. Okay. Spiritual soulmate. And I mean, I'm asking. That's what they showed me was July, church, second Saturday. There is a gathering at the church, or it could be at a park. It's like a church barbecue at the park, and also at the church is a celebration. A rummage sale is going on a Saturday as well. So it looks like the rummage sale is going on at the church, and the barbecue that the church is having, which is also a fundraiser, is at a park. And this is where you will meet this man.
You say in July?
At first when you see him, yes, it'll be in July. Second Saturday. At first when you see him, you're going to think he's kind of out of, he's dressed very nice. To me, it would be overdressed for a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your scarf and a shirt and be like that. But he's almost reminds you of a Muslim, the way he's dressed. Because, you know, Muslims are very suited and booted, right? From head to toe, they're dressed. Well, this is how this guy is dressed. So, like I say, he's overdressed for it. But he's a man's man. This guy is very intelligent, definitely has a belief in God. He's very spiritual. Physically, they're showing me he's all right there, too. The brother's blessed. So he's all right there. So I guess this guy that you meet in August is almost like in between. You want to be careful of him. I see him in August as a fast talker. You're going to meet this guy who's of substance in July, the second Saturday in July. My opinion, okay, this is from me. I would stick with the guy I'd meet on Saturday at the church function. Then the guy that comes along in August with the fast talking, and I mean, he's good looking and blah, blah, and that's just for a sexual purpose. You understand?
Uh-huh.
There's no meaning or substance or depth in that. It's just hit it and go. Come here, shut up, fuck, get out. But the guy in July is really meaningful. He's a good man. So I hope you're writing this down and remember this so when this comes
up
in the second week, okay, that you'll look for this guy. So remember, he stands out from everybody at the... If you go to the rummage sale, you don't see him there, then leave the church and go to the church barbecue that they're having. But he will stand out because, like I say, he's overdressed from everybody else. He has the appearance of a Muslim man. So, but he's just a good man. He's not Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a very good man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that song? I'm going to tell you how this guy is. Have you ever heard that song by Gerald Levert? And the song is A Damn Good Man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen to that song, and as you hear those words, that's that man.
Okay.
That's him. There you go. All right, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
You're on,
Dale.
Girl.
I'll see. We'll see if everything happened the way you said. Okay.
Yep. Give me a call. I know it will. Give me a call back and let me know. All right.
Okay.
And have a wonderful week. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. And blessings to you.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Area code 920. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Penny.
Honey?
Penny. P-E-N-N-Y.
Oh, C-E-N-N-Y.
No, P like the money, Penny.
Oh, Tunny. Oh, money.
Penny, yep.
Wait. Tunny, T-U-N-N-Y, right?
No, Penny, like you have a coin, the penny coin.
Hmm.
P-E-N-N-Y.
Penny.
Tinny. Oh, like Denny, only Tinny. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Miss Tenney. Sorry for that. I just like to get the
That's
name
okay.
correct so when I focus.
It's a
different I'm focusing on you and not some stranger. Okay, what can me and Nina do for you today, young lady?
I'm wondering, I have a blind date coming up on Friday, and I'm really hoping to find somebody long-term. I'm just wondering if this could be a long-term relationship or what you see coming for me that would be if this isn't it.
Okay, what's his first name? Just the first name
his
of the guy.
His name is Aaron.
Okay. Okay. Tenney and Aaron. I'm not really picking up anything on him. Nina, are you picking up anything on him?
I'm picking up that they're going to have a very good time.
He's an aristocrat. Interesting. That's the only thing I got was he's an aristocrat. Well, you got that they'll have a good time, so that's good. Well, she wants to know, with this blind date, is there a long-term relationship with it? So it's just blended into the question that she asked. Do you see that, Nina?
I'm picking up that you're going to be treated very well. You're going to be treated like the queen you deserve to be. Long-term, I'm not picking up anything long-term. I don't know why. But, no, I'm not picking up anything long-term, but... you are going to have a good time. He is going to treat you well. So my guess is if you want it to be long-term, it will be.
Now, there you go, Tenney.
All right.
There you go. And the only thing I picked up on him was that he was an aristocrat. So that's it.
Okay.
So
well,
when Nina
start,
said you're going to have a... Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a start. At least I know it's not going to be a dub right away.
No. Just remember what Nina said. So go with an open mind and a positive view, and, you know, it'll be up to you two whether it goes LTR or not, okay?
All right. Sounds
yeah.
good. Thank you both.
All right. Okay. Have a wonderful date and a good week. Okay. And our next caller, oh, I guess I should announce this halfway mark. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there. She's a Reiki master as well as a psychic and a teacher. The phone lines are open, 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. All righty, next call, area code 646. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Tony. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hi, Tony. Doing great. How you doing, love?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, my question was basically I was looking to I was considering a move as far as to basically for career purposes, and I was wondering if I should basically stay where I was at or consider North Carolina or Panama.
Okay, North Carolina or Panama, or stay where you're at. I'm sorry, I'm writing all this down.
Sure.
So I can remember while I'm concentrating. North Carolina, Panama, or stay where you're at. Okay. North Carolina is a possibility. Panama... you'll meet a lot of beautiful women. If you stay where you're at, it's kind of stagnant. I don't see a lot of movement where you're at. North Carolina, I see dollar signs. I see two dollar signs in North Carolina, so it must be a bump twice in your pay. Panama, you would do good down there, but I just see you... like, you're standing in the center, and I see a circle of women around you. That's why I say it's a lot of women. You're in a circle, and it's like they sing a whoop, there it is, and there you are, Tony. All these women. I don't know, I think. I'm going to say North Carolina for your job. If you vacation, I would suggest Panama. What happens in Panama stays in Panama. But anyway, yeah. But I'm what I'm picking up right now is South Carolina. Miss Nina, what you picking up?
I'm picking up whatever job you do decide on. If you're moving, make sure you get a compensation package to pay for all your moving.
Smart. Can you make that negotiation where you're at right now if you do decide to move to South Carolina?
Or well, it was
primarily be on you.
In for Panama, there would be help in that area. In North Carolina, so far, it would just be on me.
Well, the first thing that popped into my head when you brought the three up was Panama. I know that's totally different from what Lena said, but I also picked up that they were going to pay for you to move. If you're going to go to Carolina, make sure, if you really want that job, that you get compensation for it.
Well, in Carolina, there is no job yet. It was just more or less the, you know, just me moving out there to, you know, basically find something.
Well,
so Panama, you would have help. Go ahead, Nina.
If that's the case, I'd stay where you're at or go to Panama.
Yeah. Well, where he's at right now, he's stagnant. He's not going anywhere. That's why he wants to move. He's at a standstill. He wants to move on. So Panama is his best bet. He said he has help there. You're seeing it. I see women just all around him. So out of the three, Panama is the best choice.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Tony. And give us a call back. Even when you're in Panama, let us know how you're doing. And just between me and you, wrap it up, baby. You don't want to bring nothing back you didn't take with you.
Okay.
All right, Tony. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, and congratulations on your choice, my brother.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you. You the same. Okay. Area code 971. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Terrific. Fantabulous.
So my question is, it's a relationship. I am going through something with someone who I used to see, and so I was curious what you guys pick up or if there's going to be any, anything to resolve. And
just give me the first name. That's all. Of the guy.
Okay, you got it. His name is Marco.
Marco, okay. Is he Italian?
No, he's not.
Okay. He's very strong. I feel like he's a bully sometimes. Ooh. Like he punches his shoulders like, what? What did you say? You know, kind of bully sometimes.
Like really aggressive and defensive?
Yes. But you know what? Deep down, he is really sensitive and has a heart of gold. I wonder, why does he have to put on this defense mechanism for everybody? Why does he feel like he has to? Oh, okay. He's got issues that go back to his mom. Okay. Yeah, that explains. Because I'm looking at him as a man and feeling his spirit and wondering why is he even acting like that. There's no need, but I see. He's got overlapping issues he needs to deal with. I'm going to tell you, he needs to first learn to forgive himself and to love himself before he can love anybody else. Do you understand that, Kay?
Oh, Lord, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, don't have nothing to do with no women, no children. Yeah, none of that. It's him. the person, the individual. He needs to forgive himself. He's went through some things in his life, but he needs to forgive himself and forgive those other people and move on. He also needs to learn how to love himself, love him. I'm not saying because he's good looking, he's got a nice body. I mean the inside man, what really counts, what's for real about him. You know, because like I said, he got this defense out, this bully intenseness and stuff, and that's not really him because inside the man is sensitive. Deep down inside, he's got a heart of gold, but he doesn't want to show that. To show that heart of gold would be like an escape for him. So, yeah, it's hard for him to be in a relationship with anybody because he's got to like, you know, you got to love yourself first, right, before you can love anybody else. Or even like yourself.
Cool.
Yeah, even just to like yourself. Like, hey, I like that I'm understanding of women, or I like the job that I work on. It provides this and that. You know what I mean? Like yourself for what you're doing. But if you don't like or love yourself, how can I give that to you, Kay? I'm half giving you what you deserve.
So you think?
You know, you're a queen. You're on the phone. You're a queen, and don't ever think less of that. You're a queen. So, of course, whatever man that you with, he needs to be your king, not your joker. You hear
me? So I wrote exactly everything you just said to him, and he came back, of course, very angry. Do you think that's going to sink in at some point?
Something is going to have an aha moment in his life for him to look at himself. You know, that's good. I see that you've done good communication with him, and God bless you for that. You have done some very good communication. But something needs to shake him up so that he has, as Oprah say, aha moment.
But
to shake him up. So it's not you. That's why I said it don't have nothing to do with women or children, none of that. It's him, the person. So, yeah, you could deal with it, but he's not going to ever treat you the way you need to be treated. You're a queen, girl. You want a man to step up and be your king, not a joker, that stands up and loves you spiritually, loves you mentally, loves you physically, because you deserve that, and don't think any less. You deserve all that and more, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so in the meantime, you know, just maybe be a friend at a distance.
Oh, man, yeah, I don't know about that.
Well,
I already feel like
you know, whatever, I'm saying at a distance.
And
you know,
just, you know. I don't know if he's receptive to anything that I'm saying, so, you know, that's all on him now. It's not my issue. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's not. You're correct.
So,
but
I'm
I also see that you've been a good communicator trying
eventually.
To help him.
What's that?
Well, I hope so. All you can do is pray for him, honey, and hope for the best, and one day he sees it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, you did good. So you know what? Pop your collar, sister, and go home. Start looking for some fresh meat.
I know, but, you know, I'll figure when the time comes, the time will come.
Put it out there. Why are you shortening yourself? Put it out there. Pray for it. Put it in the spiritual realm, in the universe, that you want a man that will be your mate, that equals you. Not below you and not above you, but equal to you.
See, I totally did, and he showed up, but then there was deception, and I was like, no.
All
righty,
well, you know, you can always pray about it and say, is this for me? Then show me. If it is not for me, show me that too, and you'll get your answer. The universe will provide that for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, listen, for sure. Girl, pop your collar and hold your head up high. You did good, okay? He's just got things he needs to learn. So that's what I'm telling you. Go out and socialize and, you know, the right person will come along, but put it out there to the universe and let them know. There was a caller earlier praying for a man and a spiritual being. So, you know, you put it out there too. Put it out in the universe. Say, look here, this is what I want in a man. I'm a queen and I want a king. Hello, somebody. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Kay.
Thank you.
Wish you the very best, and keep on doing what you're doing, girlfriend. You're on a good path. All right. Have a wonderful week.
You
You're
too,
welcome.
Bye.
Okay, area code 610. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this? 610. Okay, I guess they just want to listen to the show. Well, thank you for calling. Okay, next call, area code 770. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, Nina and Lennox. My name is Maddie.
Hi,
hi,
Maddie.
Hi. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay.
My question is about a relationship question also. I had a long conversation with someone I met over the social media a few months ago, and when we talk a very long time. And for some reason today, he called me back. After we get off the phone, he called me back, and I said, wow. Then he called me back again, and I just like, and I want to know, is he really interested, or just he likes to hear my voice and said that I send electricity all through his body and da-da-da.
Okay. Well, Maddie, what's his first name?
His first name is James.
Okay. Good enough. Wow, I see fireworks going off.
Really?
Fireworks just exploding all in front of my eyes.
Wow.
Yeah. You sparked old James, girlfriend.
he said that, but...
seeing all these fireworks, which tells me, boy, you lit a fire under him.
Well, and we just having general conversations about health, politics, you know, nothing like what are you wearing, da-da, nothing like that. It's just that he claims it's my energy.
The word I'm getting right now is memorial or memorable. Memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Nina, what are you picking up on James?
I'm picking up he's very interested in you, and, yeah, take the next step.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I saw all them fireworks going off. I was like, woo-woo.
he lives in California, and I'm here in Georgia.
So?
Well, it's a
And he has not made an effort to visit or have me to come out and visit him, so I just felt like, in the beginning, I just felt like he really wasn't interested. You know, because it's been months now that we've been talking, and it's like when we do talk, we have very long conversations. But nothing, you know, like I said, is always about the worldly thing or health, food, whatever.
Okay.
It's not,
me and
it's
Nina
never
both
no-
are in agreement.
I mean?
Excuse me. I was saying, me and Nina both are in agreement. Take it to the next level.
Okay.
He'll come out there. He'll fly to Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He will.
Okay.
He'll fly out there.
What did you see with the Aaron? What did you see with the Aaron? The name Aaron, he lives here in Georgia. That's
no.
Two A's, A-A-R-O-N.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Let's just leave it there. No. But James, yes, that is very good. James is good. That's your guy. Take it to the
okay.
next level.
Okay.
And
all
when
right.
he comes to Georgia, throw down some of that good old Georgia food. Lord have mercy.
I don't cook that
if
way.
That, if that don't.
No. He's all into eating very healthy. So am I. That's why we have so much to talk about. No,
well,
I don't cook that way. No. No,
yeah,
that would.
There you go.
Yeah,
but even so, eating healthy, Georgia still has good food. Even eating healthy, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's some raw, that's some good raw restaurants here, yes. Nice, good dishes, yes. Yes.
Why can't you cook for him at home?
Yeah, I can make some raw dishes at home, yeah. I definitely can. I can make a spread, most definitely.
You can have a nice, intimate dinner, just the two of you. send him on back to the hotel and wait another day before you have sex and you get a feel of him.
I'm laughing because I wasn't even thinking about sex. I was thinking about the next visit to Georgia.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When he does, he is going to fly to Georgia and see you. So that's what I'm saying. Instead of going to a restaurant, fix a nice dinner, home-cooked meal, but send him back to the hotel. Don't start, you know.
No, that's not who I am.
No, send him back to the hotel, and then the next day, you know, or the third day if you want to have sex, fine, but let him know that, you know, this is your environment, this is who you are, how you live, you know, you can cook, and this is who I am. That way, when I said send him back to the hotel, give him something to think about now until the next day.
Yeah,
right?
But no waiting until the next visit to Georgia. I had said, come to Georgia. If he come to Georgia and visit, don't give it up until see if he wants to come back.
Well, that's up to you, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm saying
yeah.
to wait. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we both are wishing you the best with James. And the word I got was memorable. So just remember that. It's a memory you won't forget.
You said memories. What is that? What are you telling me? That he remembers me from?
No, it will be a memory you both shall not forget when you meet
each
other.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, so you'll remember it. This is why I'm telling you. Send him back to the hotel. Let him think about it. You know, let him see who you are and then let him think about it. And then the next day, if y'all, you know, go see some historical things or whatever, now you're on the other side that you're looking at him a little bit different now to see what he's, you know, really about. So
yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. Call us back and let me and Nina know. All right?
I will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Maddie, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Next caller, 7. Oh, I didn't want to go. Okay, area code 561. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? And Nina?
Maria, I just have a question regarding work. What do you see regarding employment?
Okay. Marie wants to know about work. Okay, let me see what I can see for you. Marie, are you disabled at this time? Are you getting a disability check?
No, actually, I'm due for unemployment, so I don't know whether
that's what it is. Okay.
Am I eligible for unemployment? Because they said after I wasn't eligible a couple of months ago, but I had to because the quarters they said to reapply.
Right, you're right. Yeah, because they work in quarters. Well, you are going to be receiving a check. That's why I asked. So you are going to receive an unemployment check. I'm not seeing another job, but I'm also seeing within you, Marie, I'm seeing attitude, something. What is it that you're dealing with? I'm asking about the job, but they keep bringing me back to you.
Well, the last job I had, it wasn't really a good environment. It was just like people quitting, and a large turnover. It was horrible.
Okay, Starbucks just came in front of my eyes. So write that down. Starbucks, you might want to apply at one of their stores.
Which stores?
I said at one of the Starbucks stores. They call them stores. You know, little coffee places, little coffee shops, Starbucks. I know they got Starbucks where you live, don't they? But Starbucks is all over the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm seeing for employment right now, Starbucks. And that's about it. Miss Nina, are you seeing anything?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I didn't either, Marie. Starbucks was the only word that came up in front of my eyes. So for job, that's what I'm going to tell you, is Starbucks.
So you said I'll be eligible for unemployment this quarter.
Yeah, you're going to get a check because I saw you getting a check. That's why I said, was it disability? And you said unemployment, so that's what it is. So you're going to get a check. Yes.
Working quarters, and I have to contact them in a few days, unemployment. Because they said contact them in July because I wasn't eligible, like, in May. They work in quarters.
Right. Right. So you're fine.
You know,
you contact them and do what you need to do, and you will get a check. They'll send you a check. Just complete the aspect of the application, whatever that you need to do for your behalf. And
you just hold back the first week. That's the only thing they hold back the first week.
Of July. Okay. Well, that's just right around the corner. Yeah. Okay. And don't forget go to the different Starbucks in your community or neighborhood and apply. Put an application, okay?
Yeah, there's a few of them. I mean, before, mostly I did office work.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that Starbucks do have people that work in the office. If you apply and ask them if they have an office branch, I'm sure, by you.
Okay,
you know,
hopefully.
Yeah,
you
don't have to make coffee to work for Starbucks. You can work in an administrative office.
Yeah,
so if that's what you like doing, that, yeah, go ahead,
ma'am. I went on an interview last week. I didn't get a phone call. I applied. I went on an interview.
Okay, you said an interview. If you're out of work, you want to apply as many places as you can. Because it's kind of rough out here right now. So, an interview, that's fine, but,
I put in a lot of applications, but unfortunately only one called me back.
Oh, okay. Well, like I say, I know it's hard out there, and, you know, all you can do is put your best foot forward and hopefully somebody recognizes you and hire. I see Starbucks, but you've got a lot of applications out there. So what I would tell you is just go back and recall some of those applications and see if they're still considering filling that position.
Yeah, and one was from a temp agency I applied for, a position also that I think I would like.
Okay.
I applied for a couple of ones that I was really interested in, and so far nothing.
I tell you to just continue to apply for the job. Go to Starbucks and go to the administration at Starbucks. Hopefully something will come up for you there. Yeah, that's all I can tell you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Marie, and thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator. She's a Reiki master, psychic, and teacher. The phone number is 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please. Okay, thank you. Back to the calls. Area code 626. You're on the line with Linus.
Hello.
You're on the line with Linus and Marie. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle from California.
Hi, Michelle. With such a sweet voice.
Thank you. My question is, what do you see for me and James?
And James, okay. Wow. I'm seeing white in marriage. White and marriage. Okay, let me think about James. That came right up.
Okay.
Okay, what is Michelle and James? Oh, God, yeah. That man's all over you. Aren't you guys getting married?
No, well, actually, it's actually new. I actually got hooked up with him on a blind date about a month ago, and we've been on two dates so far. But he's a Capricorn, so I just want to throw it out there. So his courting game is not, you know, the best. But, I mean, when we do hang out and that, all that good stuff, I feel like we have a great time. I met his mom. By default, she came to the house, and she loves me, he says. But it's actually fairly new, but he's at the age where he says he wants to have more kids and, you know, family and stuff. So maybe that's why he picked that up.
Oh, do you have children now, Michelle?
No, he does. He has one child from a previous marriage a long, long time ago.
Oh, okay. So he wants to have more children now, to settle down and, you know, really do a family.
Yeah, that's from what he told me.
Okay, he's telling you the truth. Do you want children, Michelle?
Yeah, eventually, hopefully when I'm married.
Well, oh no, honey. As soon as you started talking, I saw white and I saw marriage, the word marriage. So I know you and James are going to get married. He's a Capricorn, that's a good man. He'll be with you. Let me put it like this. He will dote on you and he'll be faithful to you.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a Cancer. He's a Capricorn. The hardest part is that, because like I said, it's fairly new, and the hardest part right now is to kind of like, I want to say like have him open up, but like he's very busy with work. He's a workaholic. I remember on our first date, he asked me, he's like, how do you sleep? And I'm like, what do you mean, how do I sleep? He's like, do you sleep good? And I'm like, yeah, I sleep good, decent. I guess he doesn't sleep at all because he's just working. He's always working.
You
know.
Look, yeah. I have to admit,
you okay?
Something. Yeah, I just need, I forget to bring my water in here to the office. But I want to tell you, this is funny when you said he's a Capricorn, a workaholic, because I'm a Capricorn and I'm a workaholic.
Oh, okay.
So
but
I
do
know
that a female
and
Capricorn,
they're shy. I'm
going to
tell you, a Capricorn is not going to talk a whole lot. The men don't. They're shy. I mean, we are shy, but the men are shy, and they're kind of introverted, you know, but they are loyal and faithful to you. If you are who they fall in love with and who they want to be with, they are loyal and faithful to you. You don't have to worry about another woman or another man, any of that kind of stuff, because it'll be just you. You'll be the only thing that he sees. You understand?
Yeah.
He sees you spiritually, mentally, and physically. So there's nobody else. I don't care if it was Beyonce got in front of his face. He would say, have you met my wife, Michelle?
That is so funny. That is so funny.
Yeah, but he
Can I give you a little interesting twist that just happened maybe like a couple of days ago that was really weird? So his friend that hooked us up, he's married, by the way. I just had met his friend not long ago at the gym, right, and when I went with a mutual friend. And so I really didn't know him that much either. So he's like, oh, well, you know, you seem really cool. I might know somebody that you might get along with. And he connected me with him. And he you know, we talk a lot. He's a really cool guy. But then recently he's like, oh, if I wasn't married, would you think I'm attractive or would you date me? And things like that. I'm like, whoa, this is really too much. And he kind of told me that, like, yeah, I don't think he's interested. Maybe you should stop texting him. You know, so I don't know if he's trying to sabotage our relationship now. I mean, it's really nothing in it so far yet. But I was just wondering, do you think he's sabotaging or is jealous now that he likes me or whatever, you know? Really weird, right?
No. He's not going to sabotage you. He wants you.
Yeah.
He likes you a whole lot, okay?
Yeah.
You both like each other. You haven't got to the love point, but he likes you a lot. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Write this down. And
okay.
I want you to go to my website and contact me because this is going to happen.
Okay.
In 6 months, James is going to ask you to marry him.
No way.
By next
cool.
year, write this down. By next year, you will be married.
Oh, cool. Okay.
In less than 2 years' time, you will have a little girl. That looks just like you. She looks like you spit her out. And a year after that, you'll have a back-to-back pregnancy. A year after that, you'll have a son.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Okay. And I don't remember.
Thank you.
So I hope you wrote it down because I just forgot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there you are, young lady. Miss Nina, did you want to add anything to that?
No, just congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Yep, that's me too. Congratulations. And this is, you know what? You two are one of the few couples in the world that are meant to be together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Some people get married and that wasn't their wife or their husband. And other people get married and they're married like 60, 70, 80 years. And you're like, that was their mate. No doubt.
Wow, okay.
Because you know that they went through trials and tribulations, and yet they stuck it through. They were married all those years. This is you and James.
Okay.
I don't see the problem with outside people, no. You and James will be wonderful parents, wonderful couple. I mean, you guys, you got purpose in this world. There's a reason that God brought you two together. Believe me, that wasn't by happenstance. Everything had to be in order for you two to meet.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So it is now. So you two just enjoy each other. And I'm like, Nina, congratulations on your upcoming nuptials, because it's going to be beautiful, and your marriages too. And also congratulations in advance, 2 years in advance, on your daughter.
Oh, wow. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a wonderful week, and God bless you, Michelle, you and James both. Okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye, honey. All righty, you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lynn and Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. One question per caller, please. Okay, back to the calls. Area code 313. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, Lena Sanina. How you doing?
Oh, terrific.
How you doing? You sound so good on the air, lady.
Oh, thank you. I feel good. I'm happy. Happy and in love.
Oh, you're welcome.
In love with me.
Oh.
No, I mean, I love the world.
Right.
But I'm saying I love me, too. That's most important, because loving me makes me love you. All
right. Right. No, that's right. Because if you can't love yourself, how you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen, 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 sister. Hello, somebody. Okay, what is your name?
Anyway.
What is your name? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sherelle.
Okay, Sherelle.
Yes.
So what are you what are you doing today, girl? What you up to?
Nothing at all. Nothing. Okay. Well, we having some family issues. My mom and my auntie got into it. We're currently living in my grandmother's house. And we just moved in May 15th. And I don't know, but anyway, do you see us moving or currently still staying here? Because my mom and my auntie got into it, and it's just too much going on. Do you see them communicating?
Well, wait a minute. Who's at your grandmother's? Just you or you and children?
I don't know. It's me. It's just me and my mom, my grandmother. This is my grandmother's house, but my auntie owned the house, but my grandmother passed away. And all we left.
Oh, what? Your auntie don't want you and your mom in the house? What's wrong with that? Come on now.
I don't know. Just first month. She just asking about first month rent and starting a security deposit, and it's just too much stuff. Then my mom just recently had surgery, and it's too much. So they're not on good terms. And my auntie, so my family.
Okay, well, let me tell you this right now about your mom. This stress is not good for her. It really isn't. Your mom just had surgery. I can feel it. This stress is not good. I don't know what you need to do to calm your mom down, but please do it. Please. I don't know, bringing her flowers, laying the bed next to her, calm her down. That stress is not helping her body at all right now, so it's not good.
No.
Okay, now, let's see your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, getting out. I see y'all, it's a duplex. Duplex or townhome, write it down. It's either a townhouse or a duplex. The middle of July, you applied the 1st of July for this place, but it's like the middle of July, so your rent is prorated. You only have to pay, looks like 2 weeks of the month. That's it, because you move in mid-month, so they prorate your rent, but you get approved, so you and your mom can stay there. And it is a two-bedroom, like I say. It's either a duplex or either a townhouse upstairs, downstairs. But, you'll be moving in July. So the first week of July, apply at some of these places. Anything that you see, like a duplex or a townhome, apply at those areas.
Yeah, I've been looking them up today because me and my sister, we've been trying to help my mom. And it's just, you know, we figured that my grandma, that's my grandma's house. We want to move here. It's a nice neighborhood. And I just recently got a puppy and all this other stuff. It's just too much going on. My mom's stressing and my auntie always doing my mother wrong. Like, my mama helped her out so much. My mama loaned her $960, and she took it upon herself to use it as a security deposit, and it's just a lot. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
No. Honey, look, you know your family ain't no different than 10 million of the rest of us. Come on.
Yeah.
We love them. Lord knows we love our family. We didn't pick them, God, but we love them.
Right.
Let's see.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm seeing July. Miss Nina, can you help me here?
Hi, Miss Nina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's very hot up here in Canada right now, but I'm doing wonderful.
I'm in Detroit.
I see you moving, but not for another month.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured that.
July. Yeah, or that's what I got, too.
Going with you, everybody is going to be happy. It's a good move.
Okay, but so what do you, like, as far as, because my auntie was talking about, I don't know, but she's talking about going to court and all this other stuff.
Take you to court first, and I don't think she's going to do that. I think she's just using that as scare tactic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So go ahead, do whatever you need to do to move out. You don't need that kind of bullying.
No.
We don't.
Mm-mm.
Mom
sure don't. Mm-mm.
Yes, she doesn't. She doesn't.
No.
She's
trying to heal, and
that
is not good. Okay, so you'll be out of there by next month. Let your aunt have the house. She can do whatever she wants. You and your mom will be out of there. Yeah, so
we're
going to
be okay
looking,
in our new home.
Yeah, you're smart. You're on the right path, Sherelle. You're doing great.
I'm trying to, because I work and I go to school, and I'm not trying to let nothing interfere with my school, and I'm just trying to make sure my mom happy. If my mom not happy, I'm not happy.
Everybody will be happy.
Okay.
Yep.
A duplex and a townhouse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got faith duplex in y'all. I know what y'all talking about.
Yep. So just check, and like I said, they'll give you the go ahead to move in, but it just won't be till maybe the end of July. So that's what I should say about another month. Yeah. Well, I see the second week to the end of July. That's why I said your rent is prorated. Like, if they were asking $1,000 a month, you only have to pay, like, $825.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to prorate it because you're coming in half the month, yeah. So that's what I want you to understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it won't
that's
be like,
what
okay,
moved
I applied on the first. Can we move in now?
Right.
No, just a little bit of a delay. Just a little bit.
Well, yeah, we ain't trying to pay no more than $500 for rent and all that, well, everything included, something like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Sherelle.
Thank you,
have
ladies.
A wonderful week, and calm your mom down, honey, please. Do that
I
for me.
I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Y'all ladies have a great
right.
day. You're welcome.
Okay, you
thank
too,
you.
Honey.
Okay.
All righty. Next call is area code 740. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, it's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
My question is, I have a business, and I feel like I'm in limbo, waiting on something, but I don't know exactly what it is. I just wonder if you can help me with a direction in which supposed to go or what I'm supposed to know.
Okay. What kind of
the
business
lady.
Are you
I'm
going
a,
into?
Actually, I'm a tea room, but I've been shifting into health and wellness.
Oh, very good. You know, that's number one right now.
Well, and I've been bringing lots of different modalities to my storefront and to our community, which is very rural, and people are very tickled to find like-minded people. So I've just been really patient, but I've been very, very sick, which is kind of ironic. I have a very, very bad candida problem that has kicked my butt, and I'm a go-go girl, and I have had to just stop because I can't go. And so I'm doctoring, but it's a slow process. So I guess I will have a testimony when this is all done, but, you know, I've been in bed a lot and can't work, and the people I hired are holding down the fort. But I just keep praying and meditating, and I just feel like, okay, I know this will help someone in the end, but what am I waiting on? What is manifesting?
Crystals. Bring in some crystals.
Okay. I've been thinking about that.
And Reiki.
I've been thinking about that. I mean, I would like to do Reiki. I mean, I have some people around me that perform it, but I would like to take Reiki, but I don't have the energy right now.
Reiki will give you the energy that you require. I'm a Reiki master on three different... I'm recognized healer through the Canadian government. So going to Reiki will give you the energy and the well-being that you need. So take your level, your Yusui... Reiki level 1 and 2 to begin with, and then go on to become a master and instructor. So take your 3 and 4 after, but take your Reiki 1 and 2 in Yusui. Also get into crystals. Find a good healer that you can trust for you.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Find somebody that can supply crystals for your shop.
Okay, I can. I've been looking into it, so I do have a couple resources. Just haven't financially been able to. So do you think having Reiki performed on me will help my energy level? Because I'm so lethargic. It's in my bloodstream. So
it will
help you. White.
It will help you, but also because when you perform, it also lifts. Energy level and good feelings as well. So that is why I'm telling you to actually get some instruction in it as well.
Okay. Yep, I was planning on it. I just hadn't done it yet.
Well, don't put it off anymore.
It's so hard to go, I'm telling you.
I
just go to work and show up. And I don't even do anything. I just sit because I'm so wiped out.
Well, you need to change the direction in the way you're thinking, too, and change it to a positive direction. I am healthy. I am full of energy. I am. Always I am.
All right.
I am not.
Okay. That's good. Yes, that's very good. Love it.
All right, my dear, you have a wonderful week. Try and get yourself into this as soon as possible. You will notice a difference immediately.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that guidance. I will definitely do it. I've been thinking about it for quite some time, so thank you so much for that encouragement.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 610, you're on the line with Nina and Lennox. Who's this? 610. Oh, I think that's the person who likes to just listen to the show. Okay, going on to the next call, 678. You're on the line with Lennox and Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on the line.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys.
so much for taking my call. And I have a very important public hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're here.
Oh, yes. I have a very important public health message to spread, but it's so serious that I'm afraid that I might get some backlash, and which is why I've been procrastinating. And so I'm not sure if I should just go in and hurry up and take this leap of faith, or if I should wait for the right time, or I don't know what you think about this.
Nina, what are you picking up?
That leap of faith and do it now.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think I'll get a lot of backlash?
Pardon me?
Do you think I'll get a lot of backlash? Because that's the thing that's been holding me back so far, is that there are certain power structures that might not like these truths and facts that I have to share, but a lot of people are being affected and a lot of people need answers.
Well, of course you're backlash, but if you believe in this strongly enough, then you can survive this.
Okay, Maria?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, anything else you guys are picking up, or...
No, I'm not. Only thing I got was structured. So that's why I let Nina have it, because the only thing I could pick up was structured. So she said for you to start it now. So don't delay and believe in yourself. Walk by faith, not by sight, that you can accomplish what you want to do. And whatever comes up against you, just look at that. Just gives you more strength and courage to go even further.
Oh, yeah, but I've done it before, and it's been, like, crippling. Like, it's serious. Like, it's serious.
It may be serious, but if you believe in this strongly enough, it can't cripple you. Only
it cannot
you can,
cripple me?
Only you can cripple you.
Oh, no, these people, they've broken into my home. They've tried to poison me. Like, this is serious. But
well, then...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. If it's that bad, then maybe you should have the police or a bodyguard or somebody else in your corner.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Marie. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. I lost where I was at. 6, 7, 8. Okay. 404, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina.
Hi, who's this?
This is Trish.
Hi, Trish. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to talk to you. I actually wanted to see if you see anything. I went on a date Friday night into Saturday. And between Friday evening and Saturday, someone stole credit cards out of my wallet. And I wanted to know if it was the guy I went on a date with.
No, it was a woman. Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nina. I got a woman, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think the woman was working with him.
A woman was working with him? I didn't see him with the woman. Do you see how he looks?
He does have your credit cards.
Huh? He has it.
He does have them.
But it was him and a lady.
Yeah.
Do you know when they did it? Was it at night when we went out on a date, or was it prior, like when I was at the bowling tournament, if you're able to see that?
I think maybe the bowling. I don't know. I want to say when you went out. That's what I'm
thinking.
Okay. I think
so it was
out,
a lady.
But...
That's crazy. It's so crazy, man, because he was in my eyes, like he was with me at all times. But I'm thinking he must have pressed the lock to unlock the door, and somebody must have went in there But that's kind of stupid. Like, I hope she wasn't, like, date talking to him because he was all over me. But I guess that's part of his, their plan.
His scam, yes.
Yes.
Yes. People do work in teams, and if you're not observant to see that or see what's going on, I go to clubs, I observe people, but that's just me. I watch people's behavior.
Wow.
Do
you see, like, how the lady looks?
Blonde. She's got blonde hair.
Yeah, that's exactly what I picked up, too, Lennis. Blonde.
Yep.
Is she white?
Blonde hair.
White woman or a black lady?
No, she's black with her hair dyed blonde.
With her hair dyed blonde.
We're telling you they work as a team. In other words, forget them. Delete him off your list.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're telling you.
Old.
They stole from you and they work as a team, so you're not the only one. Think about that. If they got you, you're not the only one. It was other people before you that they ripped off.
Yeah,
this is your first time at the
crazy
rodeo. So what we're telling you is get the hell away from around them.
Yeah, I did. It was just, I so happened to get caught up in the misfire, in the fire, crossfire.
Yeah, well, just delete him. I'm telling you, delete him.
I will.
Delete her too. Yep. You don't need people around you. This. And the only thing I'm gonna tell you from now on, when you go out, take your driver's license and one credit card. That's it. And then take your cash if you want to take $20 or $25 with you or something just to have a
drink. They went, like, let me tell you, they went through all my credit cards, and then they said a black male went to the Macy's and bought some stuff. And I guess his alibi was, like, I guess he was always in my sight, but my keys was misplaced. So he probably unlocked the door, and he went in there and went through my while we're in the car.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
I'm just telling you for your own protection, Trish, don't take nothing more than your driver's license and one credit card in a little bitty pouch. You know, maybe you can put it in your pocket
do you see them getting caught? Do you think they ever get caught?
Oh, they will eventually, yes ma'am. But when they get caught, it's gonna be tragic. That's why I'm telling you to get the hell away from around them. Oh, they're going to get caught, but it'll be tragic. In other words, somebody's going to get shot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
Trish.
God. Okay, I'm out of it.
We're warning you.
I was going
don't go back to that man or that situation. You don't want to be involved in that, baby. Believe me.
No,
okay?
I'm not. I don't think he tried to get me to come back the second night, I guess, to see what else he could take from me because I canceled all my cards, and I was like, nah, I'm good, and then he stopped texting me.
Mm-hmm.
But my
intuition, because you knew he couldn't use you again.
Yeah, and my intuition keeps saying be careful because he's going to try to attempt to call you when y'all get back to the same state. So I'm like, okay. But, yeah, I'm getting out of that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called. Have a wonderful week, and you be safe out there, Trisha, okay?
You.
All right,
okay,
baby.
I will.
We're getting down. Let's see if we can do one more real quick. Area code 484, you're my last call. Who's this?
Hi, Lannis. This is Tonette giving you a call. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Tonetta. I'm doing fine. Oh, can you ask me real quick? I got 90 seconds, and it's going to cut me off.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see what you see coming up for me as far as work and employment.
Tonetta, I see you in a social. Wherever your job is going to take you, social. It's a lot of people around.
I picked up beer.
Yes. I'm sorry?
I picked up beer.
You picked up beer?
Uh-huh. So
okay, so maybe she's working. Okay, so maybe your next job, Tonetta, might be in a tavern or a lounge.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe as a waitress or bartender. If you never did bartending, you can still help. So that's what you're looking at. I know it's social. It's a lot of people around. So Nina said she saw beer, and I'm telling you, it's either a tavern or a lounge.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get hired. Thank you, Tonetta, for calling. Sorry,
you're the
last caller. I got to cut. Okay, have a good week. Okay, everybody, I know 10 seconds. Oh, my God. Be sure I'll be back on the air Wednesday in the studio at 6 p.m., and we'll be discussing whatever the hot topics, entertainment news, sports, whatever. Also on Monday is Levitating Mindsets. Nina, go.
No, we're done for this week. No Levitating Mindsets.
Okay.
We're off the air, Lennis.
Oh, damn. We sure are. Okay, God, and we're right up and had two more callers. Okay, sorry about that, Nina. I should have stopped with that last call at 4:25, so I apologize for that.
No
it was
problem.
A busy day. Huh.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get off the air, because even though we're off, we're still might be being captured. Okay, well, Miss Nina, I love you. Have a good week. I'll probably talk to you anyway soon.
Love you too, Lennis.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.